The left-wing activist and chattering classes have already decided the new Seattle City Council is a failure. A local public radio host predicated an entire show recently on how the newly elected councilors had already broken campaign promises because they haven't yet filled the city budget hole. An independent liberal journalist recently called out the council for asking too many questions. A former left-wing candidate for citywide office used social media to rebuke the council as dark. I listened to, read, and thought about all of these criticisms. I often agree with many of the ideas and arguments put forward by the progressive movement in this region, but I am also willing to listen to the pragmatic, and God forbid even the conservative, voices among us when they have rational and logical policy arguments to make. Which is why I find this attempt to delegitimize this new council barely 3 months into its new term so troubling. The left wing had its council for a decade, and it did bring so many great advances, like more worker protections, higher wages, and fairer taxation. But it also didn't solve, perhaps it even complicated, many of our systemic issues, like crime, addiction, and housing the unhoused. Elections have consequences, and voters resoundingly said they wanted a change. That change means new voices and new ideas. Yet out of power, the chattering classes, it seems, are still preaching dogmatic rhetoric and purity tests ever more feverishly. The new city council is not a failure, at least not yet. Give them time to actually work, and then judge them on that actual work. It is possible they will indeed fail. It is also possible they may succeed. Either way, right now, it might be a great time for less chattering and more listening on all sides.